The Victorian Compromise. Even though the Victorians may have been progressive in theory, they were often quite the opposite in practice. Progressive steps were taken, but the fundamental imbalance in society remained and grew. The urban workers continued to live in condition of abject poverty, while being systematically exploited by the rich employers. To confront the appalling conditions of the urban environment, the government promoted a campaign to clean up towns devastated by epidemics and built modern hospitals. Moreover, in 1829, the Prime Minister Robert Peel established the Metropolitan Police. The police helped to safeguard the law, but at the same time had the function of controlling the masses of the urban poor, since the law was invariably on the side of property owners. In the minds of many wealthy Victorians, the poor were not victims of circumstance, but a dirty, dangerous, and immoral species. However, the Victorian's ideal, represented by such values as church, family, the home, and the sanctity of childhood, applied only to those happy few who could afford them. Middle-class women were expected to conform to a submissive and pious domestic role, the so-called angel in the home. By stepping outside of this role, a respectable woman could ruin her reputation. The category of fallen women, which extended from adulteresses to unmarried mothers to prostitutes, was condemned by a hypocritically moralistic establishment, although the fact that many middle-class and upper-class men privately had mistresses did no damage to their reputation. Similarly, the idea of childhood as a paradisal golden age, propagated by the children's literature of the time, masked the fact that the children of the poor were forced into labour at an extremely early age and often separated from their families. Most of them had neither the leisure nor the education to read children's classics, like Lewis Carroll's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland or Charles Kingsley's The Water Babies, 1863.